The symbol that you get on the Virgin Islands stamps is of St. Ursula, who is the patron saint of the Virgin Islands. When Columbus came to these islands, he named all of the various islands, and usually what he'd do is, if he discovered an island on a feast day for a saint, he'd name that island after that saint, and you get this with St. Christopher, which is St. Kitts, St. Lucia, St. Thomas, St. Martin. These are all feast days. Now, when he came to the Virgin Islands, he named some of the larger islands like St. Thomas, and he named Tortola, Santa Ana. But there were so many different islands that instead of naming them all individually, he came up with this concept of numbers. And certainly the story of Las 11,000 Virgins, St. Ursula and the slaughter of the 11,000 virgins, was what came into his mind. And he came up with this name, Las 11,000 Virgins, the 11,000 virgins. And as such, the patron saint of the BVI is St. Ursula, and she appears on these early stamps. In fact, one of the most valuable stamps in the world is called the Missing Virgin, and it's one of the original one-shilling stamps. And when the plate came down at Paternoster Row, where they were printed, the red background came down with the white area, the halo area, where St. Ursula was meant to appear, but the black silhouette of St. Ursula didn't come down. Now, a sheet of those stamps was found, and I think the last one was sold in Australia, or from an Australian collection, and it was around $350,000.
What do they have on the stamps now, then? Do you still have St. Ursula?
Well, no, because stamps, if you think about it, are some of the most widely, certainly before the internet, the most widely distributed documents in the world. You know, if you send a stamp from Tortola and it's going over to Austria, then people in Austria are going to see that stamp. And so what they tended to do was produce images that promoted the Virgin Islands. So if we look around the corner, we've got stamps, a series of fish stamps, a series of butterfly stamps. The early ones in the reign of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, the present monarch, very much promoted the islands. They were showing the cattle farming, they were showing a map of the islands, the traditional Tortola sloops. And so in many ways, they were advertisements for the islands. And as such, because they've been so interesting, Virgin Island stamps are still very collectible.
If you bring out more sets and theme sets, I suppose people are going to buy them, aren't they?
Absolutely. And I mean, you have to look at the point of fact that something like the Missing Virgin stamp, there's nothing in the world the same size or weight as valuable as that stamp. For example, it's extremely transportable. You could walk through customs with a stamp like the Missing Virgin in your wallet and they wouldn't bat an eyelid, and you've just walked through with $350,000. Whereas if you actually tried to do that with cash, they'd pull you to one side. So they're a very commercial, tradable entity. And even, you know, with the advent of the internet, and in many ways with the advent of the internet, with stamps being used less as each year goes by, obviously that will make them more and more valuable, until eventually when stamps aren't used, and that day will come, then their price will double because there are no more coming. And so for the people who have the early stamps, I personally collect the Victorian BVI stamps. For people who have those collections, obviously, it's possibly a second pension.
You've just made stamp collecting possibly a little bit dangerous and a bit sexy and exciting.
There you go.
Do they have the same postal arrangement as the UK then? If you live here, do you have your mail delivered to a letterbox and you just go to the nearest post box and post your mail to get it to Britain or to another island?
That used to be the case, and certainly if you look in, there's a couple left. There's one on Virgin Gorda, there's one in town, and there's one up at the airport, the traditional British post boxes. Virgin Islanders do like to be different, though, and in fact, their logo many years ago, their tourism logo, was "Yes, we're different." And in this case, they painted these traditional red pillar boxes a blue colour, but they're exactly the same that you'll see on any street in the English countryside or in any village. Nowadays, though, people don't tend to do that, obviously, with the advent of email and the possibility of communicating online. Less mail is actually being released from the islands with these kinds of stamps on. And so people tend to go to the main post office to do that. But there are sub-post offices all over the islands. And certainly, again, when you start looking at Anagada, if you can get an old Victorian Virgin Islands stamp, and a really nice stamp with all the borders intact, unhinged, with the Anagada cancellation, because it was so rare for mail to be posted from Anagada, obviously that increases the value of that stamp exponentially. And so, you know, something I've always toyed with the idea of is actually taking some of the original Victorian stamps, putting them on an envelope, taking them up to Anagada, getting them posted with today's stamp on them in the early 2000s, sending them, and then sticking them on eBay and see what I can get.
Excellent.